This one is Daniel, Gurka Daniel, 3/13/62. Today's 11/26/25. 63-year-old gentleman comes in today after evaluation by a gastroenterologist. Patient has a large amount of ascites. He was sent to the gastroenterologist because liver failure. He weighs 230 pounds, where he weighed 206 before. He's scheduled for paracentesis at this time. He also has flow effusion, needs to see a cardiologist. Next, patient's blood pressure medication, lisinopril, is not working. Blood pressure elevated at 150 over 94. Patient recently received Lasix 20 milligram with aldactone 50 milligram from the hepatologist, period. Me paragraph, patient has no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, metachesia, positive ascites, allergy, none. Medical problems, hypothyroidism, diabetes, hypertension. Blood sugars have been stable. Medication, Centroid 50 microgram once a day. Lisinopril, which was changed to lisinopril hydrochloric azide, 20/25 once a day. We will check potassium in face of aldactone and Lasix on board. Next number, paracentesis has been scheduled. Next one is cardiologist, will be scheduled by the GI doctor per patient. Next one is liver disease. Next one is still not sure exactly what the source of the liver disease is. Most likely alcohol. Next one is abnormal liver function test. Next one is increased globulin. Next number, blood sugars have been stable. He states metformin 500 twice a day. Next number is medication list obtained. Next number is medications checked for any interaction. Next number, allergy, none. Let's make a medication list. No, next number, put down ascites. Next number, cardiologist evaluation pending. Next number is lower leg cellulitis resolved. Okay, medication list on a separate sheet of paper. Allergy, none. Level thyroxine, 50 microgram once a day. Lisinopril, 20 hydrochloric azide, 25 one tablet a day. Metformin, 500 twice a day. Aldactone, 20 milligram a day. Aldactone, 50 milligram twice a day. Lasix, 20 milligram once a day. Next number, patient with patient's heavy history of ETOH use, that's most likely the cause of his liver failure at this time. We'll await hepatologist evaluation. Thank you.